Let's pull up a chair. Let's fellowship together here, Fred. How you doing? Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Have a seat. Let me get you some iced tea. Let me get you a slice of pie. Well, that sounds really good. I'm drooling already. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. I got a great, great program in store for you today. If you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, we focus on the Word of God. That's right, Scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement. And today we're going to be talking about the Gospel. How about that? Going back to the basics right there. So we're talking about the Gospel today. So sit back, relax, as we enjoy another edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Making it all about Jesus today. Thanks so much for listening. Great News Radio, it's Sunday Worship, and today we're talking about the Gospel. You know, friend, have you ever experienced buyer's remorse? I know I have. I mean, just prior to making a purchase, you feel that surge of excitement that comes with getting something new, right? And after buying the item, like a big wave of remorse sometimes crashes over you. You know what I'm talking about? Thoughts like, did I really need this? Should I have really spent the money? You know, in Genesis chapter 3, we find the first record of buyer's remorse. The whole thing began with a crafty serpent and his sales pitch. He persuaded Eve to doubt God's word, then he capitalized on her uncertainty by casting doubt on God's character, and he promised that her eyes would be open and she would become like God. I'll tell you what, friends, sin has dire consequences. Amen. I mean, it always keeps us from God's best. But God, in his great mercy and grace, clothed Adam and Eve in garments made from animal skins, foreshadowing what Jesus Christ would do for us by dying on a cross for our sins. His blood was shed that we might be clothed with his righteousness, with absolutely no remorse.
How can I say thanks for the things you have done for me, things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, yeah, I owe it all right now to thee. To God
Yes, I pray that you're being blessed by the music and the ministry here today on Sunday Worship. Hey, just want to quickly remind you, because I know our time is limited here today, but Ivan Parker, just a quick reminder, he's going to be in concert this upcoming Saturday night, June 13th, First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy on the corner of Prospect and Burwash in Savoy. Don't need a ticket to get in, but there's a suggested gift of $10. Just drop it in the little bucket when they pass by during love offering. But if you want the full artist circle meet and greet experience, that's a suggested gift of $25. Call us so we can set that up for you, so we can reserve your seating, 217-367-7777. You might want to call tomorrow, because I think Karen's out worshiping the Lord today. Have a good day of rest. But 217-367-7777. I'm going to be there. The singing men going to be there. Great night of fellowship and worship. More details at greatnewsradio.org. And speaking of Ivan Parker, here you go.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains, unending love, amazing. Soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. My chains are my Savior has ransomed me.
Acts chapter 16, verse 31 says, "So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." You know, years ago I was reading this, that an employee at the Ford Motor Company in Detroit became a Christian and was baptized, received Jesus' free gift of salvation, and the first thing he did, this was hilarious, was return a number of tools that he had stolen from the company. And when his boss asked Henry Ford what should be done, Henry Ford said, "Dam up the Detroit River and baptize the entire city." But you know what, friend? That's the way conversion to Christ is supposed to work. Changes should be evident to those who know us. The Bible says that when we believe in Christ, our old life is put away and a new life is begun. It's like being born again. Conversion requires an action on our part. Believe. So believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household.
Come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify. Come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
When I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will sing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun is shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Thank you so much for your fellowship here today. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio, and today we're talking about the gospel. You know, there are some things that money can buy, right? It can buy you food, it can buy you a home, it could buy you a car, but one thing money can't buy is redemption. That's right, freedom from the stronghold of sin. You know, when the Apostle Paul began writing about the rich nature of God's plan of salvation through Jesus, his heart erupted in praise. Ephesians 1, 7 and 8 says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us." See, friend, Jesus' death on the cross was the high cost of delivering you and me from sin. And only he could pay that price because he was the perfect Son of God. You know, the natural response to such free but costly grace is spontaneous praise from our hearts and commitment to the God who bought us through Jesus Christ. yes, thank you, Jesus. Hey, we're lifting him up today and every day here on Great News Radio. It's Joey with you, and I do thank you so much for letting me tag along with you. I know you picked me up on the side of the road. I haven't left you since, but let's make the best of it at least, right? Hey, no, I do thank you for your time and your attention today. In fact, I'd love to hear from you if you have a question, comment, prayer request, song request, or you just want to say hey or even complain. I've gotten a few of those. I'd love to hear from you. Joey@greatnewsradio.org is my email address. Joey, J-O-E-Y, at greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to hear from you, friend. Well, don't forget, coming up tomorrow, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends, and I'm going to be filling in the seat all this week. How about that? All this week, Monday through Friday. You can't get away from me, I told you. Now, I'm looking forward to our time together this week. Until next time, Fred, remember that you are salt and you are light. You are the hands and feet of Jesus. I'll see you tomorrow.